Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau, in for Brooke Howard. It's Friday, June 4th, and here are the top six stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. Cardinal Reinhard Marx, who leads Germany's Catholic Church, has offered his resignation to Pope Francis over a clerical sex abuse scandal that has rocked Germany. In a letter posted in German and Italian, Marx wrote that he shared responsibility for the, quote, catastrophe of clerical sex abuse. The Pope asked Marx to stay in place while he ponders his decision. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, said he wants to know more about three researchers at a Chinese lab who reportedly fell sick with COVID-like symptoms weeks before the first confirmed case of the disease in Wuhan in December 2019. He also wants the records of six miners who entered a bat cave in 2012 to be sure that's not where the coronavirus first emerged. An organizer of the annual Hong Kong vigil to remember the victims of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre was arrested on Friday. It's the second year the vigil has been banned in Hong Kong, and thousands of police officers have been posted around the city to stop any gathering from taking place. Former federal judge Barbara Jones, who spent decades pursuing mafia cases as a prosecutor, has reportedly been put forward to review the evidence seized in the April raids at Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan home and office. Jones carried out the same reviewing role in the Michael Cohen case. Federal authorities are investigating whether Giuliani illegally lobbied the Trump administration on behalf of Ukrainian officials in 2019. It may have taken a deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, but Facebook has finally decided that maybe it's not such a great idea to allow politicians to post whatever kind of garbage they want. The company is expected to announce that it is revoking the special rules for political figures that exempted them from having posts removed or moderated. A Capitol riot suspect who was captured on camera shouting to police that they were, quote, protecting pedophiles, was himself previously convicted of statutory rape. Sean McHugh, who faces 8 charges for his role in the insurrection, was convicted of unlawful sex with a minor in 2010 and was sentenced to 240 days in prison. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.